This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that 3.8 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to more than 30 million. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, President Trump says he believes the economy will come roaring back.
Hours after the government reported some 30 million Americans filed for jobless benefits in just 6 weeks, the president's predicting a return to a strong pre-pandemic economy and beyond.
And I think we can actually surpass where we were.
The president says he's relying on his gut. Economists like Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick are looking at the numbers, like low consumer confidence. Even with some businesses reopening, it looks to be a slow comeback, with virus fears dominating.
Consumers are going to be quite cautious.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his country is past the peak of its coronavirus outbreak and has promised to set out a lockdown exit strategy next week. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Holding his first news conference Thursday since recovering from COVID-19 and a day after his fiancée gave birth, Johnson urged Britons to stick with the restrictions designed to slow the spread.
And so I can confirm today that for the first time, we are past the peak of this disease. We're past the peak and we're on the downward slope. And we have so many reasons to be hopeful for the long term.
He said there would be a menu of options of how the lockdown could be relaxed, but didn't give further details on a time frame. Britain now has the second highest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe, with more than 26,000 deaths.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday lamented a lack of leadership by world powers and a divided international community in the fight against the coronavirus. In response to questions about global leadership, the Secretary General told a news conference the international community is divided when it was more important than ever to be united.
It is always obvious the international community is divided in a moment where it would be more important than ever to be united. There is indeed a problem of leadership, or if you want, a disconnect between leadership and power.
The 15-member UN Security Council has spent more than a month trying to negotiate a resolution that would emphasize the urgent need for enhanced cooperation among all countries in the fight against the virus and calls for a humanitarian truce in conflicts around the world. Flight bookings surged up by 15 times after Beijing relaxed quarantine rules, raising hopes that a release of pent-up demand ahead of a major holiday will breathe life into China's battered tourism industry. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Beijing had, until Wednesday, lived under some of the toughest restrictions in the country, including a mandatory 14-day quarantine for anyone arriving. That requirement was scrapped from Thursday for travelers from low-risk areas of China and comes just ahead of a 5-day May Day holiday beginning on Friday. Fliggy, the travel booking platform of the Alibaba Group, said it saw orders for air tickets in and out of Beijing jump more than 500% in the hour after the announcement. The Ministry of Transport said it expected 117 million people to travel by road, rail or air during the holiday, or 23.36 million per day, which is about one-third of the daily volume of last year.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Broadway star Brian Stokes Mitchell has been singing The Impossible Dream from his window every night as New Yorkers applaud healthcare workers. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarrilletta reports.
Brian Stokes Mitchell came down with COVID-19 and could not sing without coughing. The night he realized his lungs were clear was the night he started singing The Impossible Dream out of his window from his fifth-floor apartment on Broadway, a few miles up from the theater district. Mitchell says he thought it would be a one-time thing, but now a crowd gathers and even police cars and ambulances stop outside his window. There's a reason why he chose The Impossible Dream.
It's a song about trying, and that's what we're all doing right now, is trying.
I'm Archie Zarrilletta.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.